Hey everyone, Jake Carter here. Welcome back to Digital Minimalism, your daily dose of detoxing your mind and reclaiming control in this crazy digital world. Ever feel like you're constantly tethered to your phone? Like every notification is a siren song, pulling you back into the endless scroll? You know that feeling when your phone buzzes and you instinctively reach for it, even if you're in the middle of something else? Yeah, we've all been there. Today we're tackling something huge, creating a healthy relationship with technology because trust me, our mental well-being depends on it. Technology isn't inherently bad, it's a powerful tool that can connect us, educate us, and entertain us. But when it starts ruling our lives, hijacking our attention, and stealing precious time we could be spending on real-life experiences, it's time to hit the reset button. So how do we find that sweet spot? How do we harness the power of technology without letting it control us? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you create a healthier relationship with your devices. First things first, awareness is everything. Before you can change anything, you need to understand your current tech habits. Track how much time you spend on different apps and websites. You might be surprised by the results. I remember when I did this for myself, I realized I was spending almost 3 hours a day just scrolling through social media. Time I could have been using for so many other things. It's like that saying, you can't manage what you don't measure. So take a good hard look at your digital footprint and honestly assess where your time is going. Second, set intentional boundaries. Treat technology like any other valuable resource, energy, time, money. You wouldn't leave the faucet running for hours on end, right? Apply that same logic to your phone usage. Decide how much time you want to spend on specific apps each day and stick to it. Set reminders, use app timers, whatever works best for you. Remember, it's about being intentional with your time, not deprivation. Third, create tech-free zones. Designate certain areas in your home, like the bedroom or dining room, as tech-free zones. This helps create a space for relaxation and genuine connection with loved ones. Imagine having dinner conversations without phones on the table. It can be such a powerful way to reconnect and truly listen to each other. Fourth, find alternative activities. What else brings you joy? Reading, hiking, playing an instrument, spending time in nature? Rediscovering hobbies and passions that don't involve screens can be incredibly fulfilling. Think of technology as a tool to enhance your life, not the sole focus. And finally, remember digital minimalism is a journey, not a destination. There will be days when you slip up, but that's okay. Just pick yourself back up and keep striving for balance. It's about progress, not perfection. Now, let me share a quick story. Imagine this. Sarah is scrolling through social media on her lunch break. She sees someone who went skydiving, another person hiking a mountain, yet another one having a fancy dinner, all seemingly living their best lives. This triggers feelings of envy and inadequacy in Sarah, making her feel like she's not doing enough. Sound familiar? Social media can often present a curated version of reality, leading to comparisons and unrealistic expectations. But remember, those carefully crafted posts rarely show the whole story. So what's the takeaway? Don't let social media dictate your self-worth or fuel unhealthy comparisons. Instead, focus on building real-life connections, pursuing your passions, and celebrating your own unique journey. Creating a healthy relationship with technology is all about finding that sweet spot, using it as a tool to enhance your life, not letting it control you. By being more aware of our habits, setting boundaries, and prioritizing real-world experiences, we can reclaim our time, focus our energy, and ultimately live more fulfilling lives. Remember, you are in charge. Don't let technology rule your world, shape it to serve you. So take a deep breath, put down your phone for a few minutes, and reconnect with the things that truly matter. The people around you, the experiences you create, and the passions that ignite your soul. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who might benefit from hearing these tips. Let's spread the message of digital minimalism together. Until next time, keep it real, keep it mindful, and keep detoxing your mind daily.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.